B-Pod Studios.
Okay, everybody, this is what you've been waiting for. It's time for a weekly visit with the man himself, the king of columnists, the sultan of scribes, Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. Well, good morning, Mr. Everything. How you doing this morning?
Aw, shucks.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, could we start with the mighty Boston Celtics?
You may, who have now officially entered into the tease category.
Yeah.
Okay, the last two nights have been wonderful. The Golden State game was their best one of the year. People around the league were talking about it. And the general conclusion was, that's the team we thought they were going to be. That's also the team we know they can be. Now, you can't play that well every night. We know that. But they have to approximate that performance because they are capable of it. I've said all along, they have as many good players on the roster as any team in the league. The question was getting the mesh, getting them to play together the way they needed to at both ends of the floor and do it for, you know, at least for 40 minutes out of the 48. Well, they did it for 48 minutes. And then big test was last night because they have had good performances in the past this year and then have followed them up with dismal performances. And they weren't great last night, but they were good enough, and they did it without Kyrie, which they've done in the past. It was an important win. It was a really important win. If they had stepped back and lost to Sacramento after that game in Golden State, it would have been bad. But I like that, and I really think it's setting themselves up for a good road trip and maybe a good rest of the season.
The Celtics remind me of me in high school, when I only occasionally lived up to my potential.
I think I fall into that category myself. Yeah, you know, I did what I like, what I liked, and I hated what I hated, and the grades reflected that.
We're all Celtics.
The important thing is the talent. It reinforced the idea that the talent is there, and then it's Gordon Hayward is really going to be the ultimate difference maker. I think if he plays the way he's played the last two games, with the confidence just the ease, let the game flow. It's been a struggle for him all year, but if he plays this way, they're a different team.
You think he's
they're a very different team, and so that's been a very encouraging thing.
So you think he's maybe finding his groove finally?
Could be, and you know, there is enough time heading into the playoffs. Yes, so it's encouraging, but. Let's finish off this trip. The games are winnable. They played the Lakers, who are floundering. We know what happened the last time they played the Lakers. They blew a lead at home. I think that'll be motivation. That they'll play well in L.A. If they sweep this road trip and set themselves up for coming home, I think
anyone would have expected.
No, I'm encouraged. Encouraged. I know how good they can be. You saw that the other night.
Okay. Let's talk about those Bruins. A 17-game point streak, Bob.
I mean, they haven't lost since what? At home in regulation since December 23rd. They've been impressive. Rask is on a roll. They're doing it without Pasternak. You know, talk about doing the Celtics without Kyrie. Not that Pasternak is a pain in the butt the way Kyrie is. No, not at all.
He's their
best goal scorer. He was their leading scorer. And they managed to overcome this problem. And then sooner or later, they'll get him back. And you have to feel good about them. You absolutely must. You realize, don't look now, but as we say, but they are tied for the second best point total in the league. The Lightning are running away with it. They're like 17 points ahead. Then come the Bruins and the Flames, and they're the next. So that's how good the Bruins are. That's where they're positioned.
A shout-out to Chris Wagner, who's from Walpole, who just scored his 10th goal for the Bruins.
Had a good year for them. That was an excellent pickup, no question. And there's a lot of shout-outs available for the Bruins right now, and starting with the coach. You know, this is going to be back-to-back big point years for Bruce Cassidy. They really seem to feel good about playing for him. So all's really very, very good with the Bruins.
Excellent. All right, final thing, Bob. The big Stephen Wright suspension news, 80 games for the Red Sox.
All right.
What do you think?
You want to believe. Look, first of all, this is a bad trend. I mean, last year he got suspended because of domestic violence, and now he gets suspended because of this. And he says he doesn't know how it got in there, but it's not. It's not the substance, this growth hormone offshoot, if you will, growth hormone offshoot, is not available in any over-the-counter substances. You don't go into GNC and buy anything that, accidentally has this. So he says he has no idea how it got into his system. Steve, please, come on. You have to have an idea because you didn't get it in some supplement. These guys have got to be more careful than this. And this is a loss. they were counting on him to be a really important part of the bullpen because of, as the only knuckleballer left in captivity in the big league. That's
not
a look
really.
That you don't get. The other teams don't get that look. He would insert him in the middle of the other conventional pitchers, and it could have been a really big weapon. They're not going to have that weapon until June 24th. Then by the time he comes back, how long it's going to be before he's viable. And he would not be eligible for the postseason.
Due
to the rules.
Really?
So if they were to make the postseason again and he were to be a part of them getting there, they would then have to readjust because he wouldn't be there. It's not the killer blow, but it's important.
Let's blame John Farrell for that. He should have never had that guy pinch run.
He should have been running in the
first place. That's another thing. Boy, what a saga. He goes from the All-Star game and then all his problems did start. No, I don't know about that. I shouldn't say that because I don't know what's going on at home. But all his professional problems started when he ran and hurt himself, yes.
Well, we'll just have to classify that as a knuckleballer knucklehead move.
Yeah, I know. And plus it's a career. He's not the kind of guy for whom a $580,000 hit is not. That's a substantial. He just hurt himself a lot in every way.
Okay. By the way, do you have any shameless plugs for us today?
Oh, let's see. Do I have any shameless plugs? I'll be on. Yes, I have the Sports Reporters podcast. We'll be up in, now. It's going to be on Monday and Thursday with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom. It'll be up later this afternoon today. And so available all the podcast outlets. Every Monday and Thursday, and then I'll be on Around the Horn next Monday.
Excellent. Have yourself a fabulous
day. Terrific.
Okay. Bob
Stay
Reiner.
Warm, everybody.
Okay, you bet. Stay warm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.